We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
This is episode 1397 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alden, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another episode, end of a week, that sort of thing. I'm heading out early today, getting together with a few friends. We work on leadership issues for a nonprofit that we're involved with. And today's show is basically one of those wah, wah, wah kind of shows. I'm 42 and I don't know what I want to do with the rest of my life. Wah, wah, wah. Hope you find this helpful. Hope it's not you. I hope you found exactly what you love and I hope you enjoy the weekend. Now with that, let's get going. I received a question from someone that, you know, basically indicated that they were 42 and don't know what they want to do next. They use the term don't know what to do, not sure about what they want to be when they grow up, and they need help figuring it out. They continue by describing themselves as a 15-year QA analyst in IT, and, you know, they're not quite sure what to do while also maintaining financial responsibility and integrity. So, you know, that comes down to a question of, you know, what should I do next? And they go about talking about, you know, enjoying bowling and wondering if there's a career in bowling. And, you know, I'll simply say that the smart thing to do is to start off by taking, you know, one of the tests that helps people evaluate career possibilities. Now, there's one that I recommend called CoreMap, C-O-R-E-M-A-P. And if you want a referral to someone who administers the test, it'll be a few hundred dollars for the test as well as for the post-test conversation that he does. And email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us and I'll refer you to this person so that he can administer that test and one ancillary that currently he gives out with it. That'll help you start to sort through some of the things that you have a particular aptitude for that you may not be particularly aware of at this point. So that's really the starting place for what to do. Then from there, it continues on by talking to people in that profession so that there are no surprises for you or there are fewer surprises for you. You see, most people go blindly into fields without a lot of investigation. You know, they go to school, they got a college degree, you know, they leap into something, and in your case, it was computer science perhaps, and then from there, got funneled by an institution into a track for quality assurance testing. That's fine, but obviously it's not something that you want to continue doing. Maybe it's run its course, you don't enjoy it anymore. But however it is, the idea is now at this stage in life to make conscious choices. Now, the second part of this is the financial part of this. You know, it is rare that you start off by, you haven't given us no indication of compensation that you're earning, the $100,000 to $250,000 a year person who's interested in a career change, it's unlikely they're going to get that next thing that's going to pay at that level. So where can you position yourself to start doing it part-time as a second source of income, building it up so that you can then bridge into that? So, you know, again, to expect that you can do something absolutely new as a job where someone is going to pay you what you are earning now, that's probably unrealistic. There are exceptions to this, but probably unrealistic. What you can do is, number one, start investigating after you take the test by speaking to people who you reach out to on LinkedIn who are doing the kind of work that interests you, that the test might suggest to you, And then from there, looking to see what you can do part-time as a side hustle to help you develop the business and develop the skills so that a firm may want to hire you or that you want to go into business for yourself. I hope you found this helpful. Again, my site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. My other one is nobscoachingadvice.com. And between the two, I've got great information that's going to help people find work. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings and great gifts, low prices and helpful guides. Make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.